ein.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
This is a message from the New World Order. To those of you in the population who are aware of our existence, those of you who have chosen to resist us, the final war is approaching. This is your last chance to join us. You must accept that you are not the majority. Your numbers are not growing. Your efforts to expose our methods have gone unnoticed and buried. Your brothers and sisters are not awake. Your children will not rise up. They will remain unaware of our presence and live lives of no significance. You must thank us for giving them this blessing. We have clouded their eyes by design. Even your leaders, those you look to for inspiration and direction, know fully well of their impending defeat. They see the fate that awaits their movement. They cannot rise above the full force of our manipulation and control of the government, of the media, of the economy, of the armies. Those who will uphold our new laws are being prepared all around you. Alex Jones, the 4th of July is approaching. You have already slowed our juggernaut machine. You have made your point. You are beginning to become a nuisance. Lay down your arms. Silence your flock of sheep. You are leading them to a slaughter. Do not force our hand on Independence Day. Those who cling to the old world must accept what is coming. On July 4th, the truth must not rise.
Live. It is Sunday, the 29th day of June 2008. We'll be here for the next hour and 50 plus minutes, and we're going to have open phones coming up in the second hour today. You can get lined up now if you'd like, but we'll be going to your calls at the end of this hour, but guaranteed by the start of the next hour. No guests today because there's a lot of news and information I want to cover. That is a fan-made trailer for my new film, Truth Rising, that comes out July 4th on DVD, available at Infowars.com and stores here and there across the country, as well as instant download in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. That is a fan-made video. I was sent that video, I guess it was Friday night I saw it. Somebody made it on YouTube, and it was sent to my inbox. And then I sent it to my web guys and said, post this, and we made the point that it was probably a joke. I mean, obviously a joke. It's meant to get you thinking, to realize that there is a global elite, that they are carrying out tyranny, and that a lot of people are having big debates on YouTube and my own website, Infowars.com, about whether it's real or not, when we're telling you it's obviously not a real message from the New World Order to us. It is a point that we are making. It's to get people thinking. And my God, it's doing that. Tens of thousands of people have watched it just since we posted it last night. Okay. Folks, you can watch the video that goes along with the audio you just heard at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll play the audio of some of our official trailers that we made coming up later today dealing with the film Truth Rising. Find out about the Truth Rising at InfoWars.com. Okay, here are the stacks. We have Israel prodding U.S. to attack Iran, CBS News, large stack of similar news. Very important, we'll be going over. Also, 20 people killed in Mexican border city with the United States, with Texas. LAPD won't ask about immigrant status, even if they're aggravated felons. Police report, Mexican Army members attack U.S., go into home invasion, murder U.S. citizens. Police union standing by, Mexican militia reports attacking U.S., car bombings in Dallas being covered up by the media. Texas real estate slump lets Mexicans take it back. Rich Mexicans say they're buying up Texas, and now more than a dozen towns fly the Mexican flag in Texas. No English allowed in court, and no gringos allowed. Bloomberg Financial. They're saying it's good, of course. Everything's fine. Sarkozy lays out a plan to tax the Internet. Thought I'd throw that in there. Libs blast disappointment with Obama over the FISA betrayal. He said he'd vote against it. Of course, he voted for it. He is a complete congenital liar and totally New World Order controlled. That is just some of the news we have in that stack. I'll be going over in more detail. Of course, the energy and dollar devaluation news. Oil prices hit record above $142 a barrel Friday. New York Stock Exchange slumps as oil hits record high. OPEC chief, you think that's bad? He sees $170 a barrel oil coming. OPEC prices rebound as OPEC predicts fresh highs. Oil, again, went over 142, set to go to 170. Barclays warns of financial storm as Federal Reserve credibility crumbles. Gloom descends over Wall Street again, New York Times. This is Washington Post. The recession is just beginning. OPEC leader says dollar will drive oil to 170. Finally, out of all our mainstream news, one article tells what all the foreigners, Germany, France, Saudi Arabia, Russia, China, and they're not happy about it. They begged the government not to do this. Our government did it in the last 6 years, and they've killed the dollar. They've killed us. And I hear every financial show in the U.S. I hear local shows. You call into them. The call screeners won't let you on to talk about it. Everyone just runs around like a pack of idiots, leading idiots, bumbling about, blaming oil companies, blaming speculators. The dollar is in the toilet. Period! Period, 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 period. And it's a political decision, and if the people would wake up to it, we could have reversed it. But you're going to find out. Don't worry. When you realize we're in a full-blown depression, sucking your thumb with guys in black uniforms feeding you into FEMA camps, then you'll know about the dollar. But until then, you pack of mindless, greedy, neocon baboons and mainline liberals aren't going to know any better. OPEC leader says dollar will drive oil to 170, begs U.S. to stop devaluing its currency. They are begging on their knees. It is destroying the world economy. But the psychos running things want it by design, and we'll tell you why. And no, it isn't Bush or it isn't Obama. Let's forget about the little left-right fight they get you all focused on like a football game while the real world goes on behind the curtain, boys. Finally, it's in some of our media. What's behind the dollar's decline in value? Los Angeles Times. Citigroup sinks to 10-year low. Goldman urges short sale. Mayday, mayday, mayday. They put, what, $300 billion into Citigroup and they can't prop it up. It's got over $35 trillion in derivatives. That's right. There's thousands of times paper what there is real assets in the world. You understand, ladies and gentlemen? This will make the Depression look like heaven on earth if it continues to unfold. Meanwhile, you won't figure it out till it's too late because you're powerful yuppies and you just giggle and snicker at everything. Credit crunch forcing U.S. middle classes to live in their cars. Bill Clinton says Barack Obama must kiss my ass for his support. London Telegraph headline. Supermodel, probably murdered, but who knows? These people are so decadent, she might have thrown herself out of there. Falls off a building and dies. Global warming, taxes coming in, mass raping of the population, total bedlam, massive gun control act passed by the Supreme Court. Idiot public told it's a pro-gun ruling. You'll hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. The truth is rising.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared?
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every Sunday, we're here 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Folks listening in stations on the East Coast, you know what that means. 5 to 7, people out in the mountain areas. 3 to 5, Pacific, 2 to 4. An abbreviated Sunday edition. 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. Isn't enough for me weekdays. We are here going toe-to-toe with the New World Order, the Fortune 100 global crime syndicate that owned the private banks, the printing machines. They flooded the world with pure liquidity to buy up the real assets. Now they're leaving a vanguard of police state systems so that they can't be punished for their crimes. They are not playing games. This is the real world. The United States is being systematically dismantled as we speak. Within 3 years, it will be fully dismantled. if we are unable to warn and then rally the people to resist the crime syndicate that has seized control of the federal government, both political parties, and most state governments. There is a mass criminal looting going on. That is what tyranny is. Here's some of the other news I have. This out of the London Telegraph. Government permission required for parents to kiss their children or to hug them or to change them or to dress them. It's now pedophilia to change your baby's diapers. This is how the government plans to break up your families. They will make all normal behavior criminal despite the fact that government is five times more likely to abuse children, either physically or sexually. They are the perverts. That's why they say kissing your child on the forehead or hugging them is illegal. I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be covering this news article. They're now making it law in the UK, trying to make it the law here. In fact, when we posted these mainstream articles Friday, there were a lot of comments on our message section to other local stories where CPS, neighbors will see a father or mother hug their child in the backyard. CPS comes, take your children, and they say, you're not to hug your children. This is your sick, degenerate, filthy government. This is who they are. Don't forget the Texas Youth Commission with the giant rape facilities at every major youth facility. Texas Rangers bust them. They're not allowed to bring it public. It's all over the country. Thing, it is hell on earth. Just busted with masses of cocaine and marijuana. Of course. Who do you think deals the drugs? Who do you think does all this stuff? It's the scum that runs everything. It's scum, criminals everywhere. They're total degenerates. Look at their track record. Is there some good government? Yes, that's why you got so many police busting themselves. But the point is that we're in trouble, folks. Red level emergency. Evil has gotten in almost every position of power in government, and they're bringing in their buddies. It's like pirates taking over a ship. We're in a fight for the deck right now. It's desperate. They're about to take the ship fully, and then you get Nazi Germany, then you get Soviet Russia. It isn't fun. It isn't a cakewalk. It isn't a game. Oh, man. Some of the news I have here. You know what? I'm just going to go through financial now. I'm going to calm down. I read through some of the headlines. I'm going to go through it. Then I'm going to get into how they want to have war and what that'll mean. You think gas prices are bad now? How about $10 a gallon? You're going to be paying it. 20 people killed in Mexican border city. I'm going to get into all this. It's just total bedlam. First off, BBC. Oil prices at $142 Friday. In futures, they're trading as high as 143. Now, then you have the head of OPEC come out and say, Reuters, OPEC chief sees oil at 170 in coming months. Crude oil prices could rise as much as 170 per barrel in the coming months, but are unlikely to hit 200 and should ease towards the end of the year, OPEC President Chakip Kayil said in an interview on Thursday. Now, remember, they always go down in the winter, fall and winter, and they always go back up in the summer, as I predicted last week. They're going to run up. I said 150 a few months ago. Guess higher than that. 150 a barrel, then it'll drop back down to 125. You'll think that's great when 3 years ago you were paying 50 bucks a barrel and thought that was high. Then next summer it's going to go to 200, and it's going to sit at about 205 unless they totally get rid of the dollar. That will be the dollar with about 16% of its value if they go to 200. Right now, it's got less than 40% of its value. It's all because of that. And Bilderberg said 2 years ago, we went and covered their conference, infiltrated, got the documents, as usual. Earth-shattering stuff that we go through, but, you know, just decadent, mindless, baboon public doesn't even realize what pearls are thrown before them, that we told you it'd be $200 by 2009, and that it'd be 150 bucks by this summer. And now where is it? Oh, we just magically pull these numbers out of go listen to all the podcasts. Go listen to all the shows saved on the web. Go read the articles we've written. I mean, I demand you pay attention to what I'm saying. Because if you had political will and if you knew the difference between fake politics with Barack Obama and that albino gerbil, McCain, then you would understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is serious business. This is very serious business. That there's real stuff going on in the world. OPEC chief sees oil at 150 to 170 in coming months. I forecast prices probably between 150 and 170 during the summer. They'll perhaps ease towards the end of the year. The comments came as crude oil prices shot above $140 a barrel. Unbelievable. Now, let me get into some of the other news here for you. Oil reaches 142 on view, dollar will keep falling, Associated Press. Now, I am on other people's talk shows, and I get laughed at by the neocon host saying the dollar isn't devalued. Or I try to call into other shows in Austin. They won't let me on and laugh at me when I say, hey, they're having a debate, wondering why oil so much, I'd like to tell them. I'll listen to hours of talk radio. The hosts never get it, never understand. It's like a bunch of lobotomized baboons. And the listeners are even stupider to all these shows. And I just want you to know the truth. I mean, it'll be in the news wires, but never on your nightly news. Never getting picked up. Never being told to you. And this was done politically by design. By the Federal Reserve, the private bankers that own you. People say, don't be so negative. If I am not negative and tell you the truth, we'll never have a chance of knowing who the enemy is and reversing this. It's like saying, don't be negative about that big tumor on your brain. Just decide it's going to be fine. No, I want the thing cut out. It's not negative to say, get it out of there. You understand what it's going to mean if this continues down to 15% dollar value? You think things are bad, folks? It's going to be like A-bombs dropped on your cities financially. You know how dangerous the scum public's going to be when they're totally bankrupt? You understand what this means? Curtains, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't grow up, if you yuppies and people that have got some power in the system, don't stop being jackasses that believe whatever the mainstream media says. Oh, man. Barclays warns of a financial storm as Federal Reserve's credibility crumbles. Head of Barclays says investors will do well if they can preserve any of their wealth. That's London Telegraph. Here is the New York Times. Gloom descends over Wall Street again. I'll come back and tell you what's behind this and tell you where we're going. Downhill into a Hades-like financial system. Ultra-hyper warp inflation. A depressionary inflation. Not 1929 U.S., 1929 Germany. You better look into the difference. We'll be right back.
Warning, the EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Since the founding of this nation, more than 200 years ago, there has been less than 1% inflation or devaluation in the dollar until around 1900. By the time the private banking families took over our banking system and our currency issuance and control and liquidity control, we have had a 99% devaluation in value. Now, more than half that devaluation has happened just in the last 8 years alone. There is now about 1 cent of value left. That is what you think of as the value of the dollar. Now, in that 1 cent, if things continue in the next 2.5 years, it will lose down to less than 20% of its value. We're talking peso. We're talking ruble. This has never happened in the Republic. Now, when Mexico did this in the 80s, or Argentina did it in 2000, everybody knows what it is. They're corrupt regimes for the decade before, buy villas in Switzerland and buy oil companies and buy aircraft manufacturing lines and buy massive stocks in defense. In areas outside their country, they devalue the currency, and then overnight it is learned that that happens, and you have a slide into even first world nations like Argentine, are gone, are destroyed. That's what happened in Argentina. The old saying, riches in Argentine, they don't say that anymore. In fact, in some cities, they had a higher standard than we do here. Not anymore. Total third world, total crime, total police state. The elites all move out. The jets leave. The elites leave. The elites of the U.S. have been leaving for about 6 years. All of them. Democrats, Republicans, Dick Cheney, the Hollywood people. They're all moving out. They're all leaving. Blackwater, Halliburton, Cheney, all going to Dubai. Everybody's going. Everybody's leaving. You understand? And then they even write about it in different Pentagon journals, and they write about it in British Ministry of Defense documents. They say it's over. They have used us to fund the New World Order. Now it's going to rise. We get the blame. The U.S. gets the blame for the wars and the torture, all by design. They leave a rear guard of domestic propaganda that neutralized us to think we were the good guys, while the newspapers, the globalists own, demonized us for their actions outside the country. You understand how masterfully that was done? And we've still got a chance. We got a lot of wealth, a lot of ideas, but you're so mesmerized, they've decided to go with it. They've decided to fully drop the hammer on you, because even when you are living, you know, even when things are really bad, you will still lick and suck the boots of government. You will still worship the liars if they wear a American flag on their suit lapel. I mean, folks, I was out on a, you know, deep sea fishing cruise, just in the Gulf for a day. A couple weeks ago, I was talking to business owners, you know, guys who claimed they were millionaires. They didn't know about the dollar devaluation. I talked to people at the gym. They don't know. I just happened to be at a meeting where an oil company owner was this last week, of a pretty good-sized oil company. He knew about dollar devaluation but hadn't thought about it. I mean, but everybody outside the country, the Germans, the Dutch, the Russians, the Chinese, the Swiss, everybody, the people in Qatar, the people in Israel, it's all they're talking about. We are literally, I mean, I made myself call into a couple talk shows this weekend, I heard, one on this station, another on another, and I got through, used a fake name, and just said, you're talking about oil all day. I mean, if the dollar is devalued, will you please read AP and Reuters and press releases by the oil companies and by everybody else instead? But see, that's in the news wires, but never on the news. Most of what I tell you is in, like George Bush funded the illegal alien rallies. The Republican Party funded that. That even made it in Dallas Morning News 3 years ago, that people still call me a conspiracy theorist. Rob Allen and Co., Republican Strategy Group, funded it. Republican Party funded it. While they prance around claiming they're going to fix it. I mean, it's frustrating to see you being gulled, to see you being manipulated. Listen, let me read to you Bloomberg, okay? This is Bloomberg Financial. You will never see this on the news, though. OPEC leader says dollar will drive oil to 170. It's all the dollar. Case closed. No debate. Been telling you this for 6 years in horror. I thought when it lost 10% of its value in a year, I was freaking out. And then it kept losing. And I've just been panicking. This is it. You understand? It's over. You know what this means? Third world. For real, folks. And all I want to do is warn you. I love this country. I cry when I hear the Star Spangled Banner. I'm a real red, white, and blue, not one of you fake little bastards that supported this war, that's bankrupted us, and was meant to destroy our name. In sophisticated global chess, you have no idea what you've gone along with. But you're going to find out now. OPEC leader, president, predicted that the price of oil will climb to 170 a barrel before the end of the year, citing the dollar's decline. That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen. Oil prices are expected to reach 170 as demand for fuel is growing in the U.S. in the summer period. The dollar continues to weaken against the euro. They're paying 24 cents in Brazil, 14 cents in Venezuela, 40-something cents in Mexico. They're not paying more around the world. Only the schmucks pay five times more for prescription drugs. You guessed it, us than everybody else. Only the idiots, only the decadent sports fans that didn't want to know about how the world worked. Do you think in Germany and in China and in Russia this isn't headlines? It is every day for years. Because they can't feed their people bull as dumbed down as they are. Only us. And look, I'm not sardonic here, you know, thinking I'm smart. I'm just an average guy. That's like a god compared to the general public. And it's time for you to stop having at mental midget brains and to decide that it's important to figure out what's going on. And you're not going to get that from whatever filters onto TV or mainline talk radio. You understand? You don't have to believe Alex Jones or some conspiracy site. You can go to the government documents. You can go to the rulings. You can go to the foreign press. You can go to the news wires. You know, let's say there's 1,000 AP articles a day. You probably see 5 in your paper. And the 5 you see in your paper are in every other paper. That's the gatekeepers. You want to go find out what's really going on? Go read a Reuters or an AFP or a UPI newswire sometimes, folks. You know what's in there? Car bombs, truck bombings, Mexican troops slaughtering people in Texas, Arizona, California, Indiana. Towns falling to Mexico, Mexican flags running up, whites being slaughtered, blacks being slaughtered. You'll never hear it on your news. TB exploding, drug-resistant TB everywhere, huge sanitariums being set up, leprosy spreading everywhere, flesh-eating bacteria killing kids in every town, every day of the week. Total insanity, ladies and gentlemen. You'll never hear it. You'll never know about it. You understand? This show is a tiny little pinprick in, you know, through that electronic Berlin Wall. And you bet I'm freaked out, folks. Because our country's falling into third world, and the elite are using a highly nationalistic, narco-terrorist, incredibly corrupt nation. What other nation has an animal killing another animal on its flag to basically overrun and destroy the U.S.? Then the media tries to spin it and say, oh, if you're not probing borders, you don't like Mexican Americans. Oh, is that why close to 70% of Mexican Americans in every major Gallup poll and other poll, Angus and Reed, Mason Dixon, Scripps Howard, are against the open borders? They know it's destroying their wages. The media says all Hispanics want open borders, and then make them feel bad if they don't. And the La Reconquistas then attack them because they're patriotic Americans. And all the big Fortune 500, the big beer makers and the NFL and all of them fund the La Reconquista, because the reconquering, because that's their agenda. That's what they're here for. That's what the New World Order wants. And don't worry, we're going to be a peon slave state. Don't worry, all of you out there. You'll get what you want. The only semi-free country is falling, falling, falling. They're getting rid of the Fourth Amendment, the Second, everything else. This Supreme Court ruling says they can take your guns. And I told you they'd tell you it was a gun victory, because I know what I'm talking about. We'll be right back with more news you can't afford to miss. Stay with us.
Fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us.
visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Coming up this next Friday, July 4th, just remember, the people claiming they're patriotic in both parties that put American flags in your face all day are the very globalists destroying this nation. They want tyranny. They want third world serfdom. A bunch of dumbed down, economically bankrupt slaves they can push around. What elites have always wanted. Now listen to this. Now. Folks, this is a small part of the Mexico news of the last 3 days. 20 people killed in Mexican border city. Police say 20 people have been killed in less than 3 days in the crime-ridden border city. Latest wave of violence. From Texas to California. Just 20 just outside Texas. State police spokesman Cesar Ramirez says a father and son were killed at their home while sleeping. Were among the victims. A third victim was a man whose body was cut up in pieces and dumped in a empty lot. Ramirez said this year alone, more than 500 people have been killed in Juarez across the border from El Paso. Now, let's stop right there. It was over 600 killed just in 2006, I remember, in Texas alone. I mean, I remember going down to that area, Nuevo Laredo and stuff in college. It was fun. You go down there and, you know, it was cheap because their peso was like our dollar. And, you know, it was devalued, so you could go down there and you have a fun weekend. Now it's all boarded up, all shut down. My cousin's been down there. I've been down there the last few years. I mean, the State Department says it's more dangerous than the West Bank of Israel. They're killing U.S. cops everywhere. But when they kill a cop, it's kept quiet. Like a drug runner killed a cop a few months ago, and Mexico got him. And then the judge just said, I'm letting you go. It was actually a Border Patrol agent. They just said, basically, good job, kill more Americans. I mean, the Mexican troops routinely kill our military. Our military is told to run. They're not allowed to have bullets. They routinely kill Border Patrol. I mean, every few months I see it in the news where they kill our military or they kill FBI, and it's always in the back of a news wire. Because you're not supposed to know that Mexico hates this country. You're not supposed to know that if they catch you with one marijuana cigarette or one 22 shell casing that was underneath your seat from 10 years ago when you were out plinking, that they're going to suck hundreds of thousands out of you, keep you in jail for years, rape you, torture you, pour Tabasco down your nose to find out how much money you've got, suck it off your family. Oh, you're supposed to love Mexico, our little friend, a place where they enslave their people, a place that hates the U.S., that lost two wars with the U.S. and one with Texas. And then I'm supposed to just sit here while all these towns fly Mexican flags at the courthouses. Oh, man, just hell. And see, America's becoming like Mexico. We're becoming a third world nation, and we're here to be sucked dry. And Mexico has more billionaires than the U.S., did you know that? Mexico has triple the resources than we have, but the people are some of the poorest in the world. Once a country goes corrupt, its economy falls apart, but the elite wants that. They don't like you being middle class. They don't, and they've got you all fooled with Barack Obama or George Bush, and you're all debating that, and they laugh at you, and they own both of them. And their whole agenda just continues. Listen to this. I pulled up my office one night, and I saw my IT guy in handcuffs, and I pull up, and the cops all freak out, and they recognize me. Hey, Alex Jones, what's up, man? We're fans of the show, but you're arresting this guy. Why? Oh, his license is expired. And I said, but if it was an illegal alien, you wouldn't arrest him. He goes, that's right, we're told not to. And then I've got all these news articles and cops saying, oh, yeah, we'll arrest 15 illegals in a van with marijuana, we're told to release them. Or they're drunk driving, we're told to release them. Because the government wants to drive down the wages, wants to turn us into a... I'm not against the poor Mexicans that want to leave their tyranny. Except then they also hate this country because they're taught that from birth. They're not supposed to play along when we've got Mexican radio stations named El Norte, Revolution, the Raza, which means the race, and they'll have like call signs at the end of the hour for the FCC going, for those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. My wife speaks Spanish, folks. She lived in Spain for 6 years. We're going to get you. We're going to kick over. We're going to kill the gringo. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's all around you. You just aren't told about it. It's perfect. It's code. It's another language. And I'm not supposed to talk about it. I must be politically correct. Oh, I won't discuss it. LAPD won't ask about immigrants' status. This is AP. The last one was AP. It's like 20 deaths every few days now on our border. A California judge blocked a lawsuit that sought to enlist Los Angeles police officers in weeding out illegal immigrants. And it says, Los Angeles police work in communities with large numbers of illegal immigrants and generally don't inquire about immigrant status because it could discourage undocumented people from helping officers report crimes. And it says here that if you've been arrested, even for a felony, they don't ask you about that. Go read the article. Police report Mexican army members busted for home invasion and murder. They caught them. Now, I had the former head of the DEA Latin America on, Sela Castillo, a great friend of mine. 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, said the U.S. government has trained thousands of Mexican military. They're doing hits all over Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, Nevada, of other drug cartels that aren't paying a cut to U.S. banks. Mexico works with the U.S. That is the crime syndicate. Just like our government ran all the death squads in Latin America. And now it's actually come out that our government's funding them, training them, and so it's got to be, sometimes they get out of hand, it's got to be kept quiet. Our criminal government runs them, you understand? So if they get out of hand and kill a few U.S. cops, so what? You know, like Henry Kissinger wrote in Say Goodbye to the Boys, he said our military's dirt and they're to die in scum. They're a bunch of dumb animals. I don't believe that, but your government believes that about you. They call you dumb animals and you love it and love them as their troops kill you and you love them still. Police reports show that three men arrested in Phoenix, home invasion and homicide Monday, were active members of the Mexican military, the Mexican Army. While on the J.D. Hayworth show, Phoenix Law Enforcement Association President Mark Spencer said the men involved were hired by drug cartels to perform invasions and assassinations, home invasions and assassinations. Well, of course, go read the articles we wrote 3, 4, 5 years ago. We wrote a bunch of them about this. I've had the sheriffs on where Mexican troops will come 3 miles over, pull their squad cars over, run them off the road, and then other sheriffs will show up. The Mexican troops will get out in their vehicles, take the drugs back that the sheriff's department sees, and drive off. I mean, we've got hundreds of videos of the coyotes are Mexican flatback army vehicles. They drive across, dump the illegals off in other vans, and then fire on our police if they do anything. It's Mexican armored vehicles, Heckler and Koch MP5s, whole platoons, over 100 men. Hundreds of videos. In one night last year, the Mexican troops burned down 26 houses in Arizona. They just came into a town and burned part of the town down. And the scum government, because they're all making so much money off the coke and heroin, they will not let you know about it. You will never hear about it outside shows like this, okay? This is... Out of Phoenix TV, KFYI. Okay. Police unions standing by Mexican militia reports. Federal government told them that they were incorrect. They're standing by and say, we've captured the guys. And it goes, they're in the military with IDs, Mexican troops. Just how it works. Bloomberg today. Texas real estate slump lets Mexicans take it all back. More than a century after... And a half after Mexico lost Texas to the U.S., Virgilio Garza wants a piece of it back. A Texas for sale sign and cowgirls in boots and white hats greets Garza at the Convex Center in Monterrey, Mexico. Earlier this month, the Monterrey developer and investor Garza was in search of foreclosures and U.S. property to buy. Texas is like our home, said Garza, 45, who joined hundreds of Mexicans, poring over a list of properties in the four-day event. Garza, who owns manufacturing sites and other land in Mexico, said he and five partners must invest as much as $8 million in Texas. We believe there can be more opportunities. A rising peso, see, we're dollar's going down, peso's going up. We're done. As long as you keep sucking your thumb and loving George Bush and Obama, okay? Okay, idiots, time to wake up. Time to be men and women. Time to quit being gullible idiots. A rising peso and an economy growing faster than the U.S. has given some Mexicans, the ruling elite, got more money than our people, the buying power, see, we're over there, little poor, pathetic slaves, but see, they get to say, oh, the gringo's bad, the Americans are bad, go get them, and see, then they feel good. To take advantage of the housing slump in Texas, which the U.S. annexed in 1845 after Texans gained independence from Mexico 9 years earlier. A three-year war followed and ended with Mexico ceding about half its territory. Yeah, Mexican troops attacked and slaughtered our military, hundreds to one in one case, up in Oklahoma, and so the Marines went down there and could have taken your whole country, your whole godforsaken nation over, which was stolen from other Central American countries to begin with. A three-year, they had kings, they had a German king down there. I mean, Mexico is just an absolute pit of corruption, just its entire history, heart-eating, blood-drinking individuals were running it before that. Oh, don't criticize a culture. Okay, the Nazis are a culture. I think they're an evil culture. I can say that's an evil culture. A three-year war followed and ended with Mexico ceding about half its territory, including Arizona, Nevada, and California, to the U.S. under the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The peso gained on the dollar. We'll be back with the second hour and your phone calls. More on Mexican troops attacking, car bombings, mass slaughter of U.S. citizens. The media completely covers it up. It's in little local areas, but you'll never hear about it in the globalist media bringing the U.S. down. We're going to bring them down.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.